So putting aside, Leora, this question of whether, the target that maybe this new target or novel agent, just kind of curious how often you run into a situation where you're not really clear about the histology, as in this one, and how would you approach management, at least moving forward based on the information that you see there, Leora?
Yeah, so it's not common, but it's not uncommon that you may have a patient just because there's a lot of CRUSH artifact or there's necrotic tumor that you're not going to have a clear idea of histology, and carbo-nab-paclitaxel is a regimen that you could use both in squam and non-squam. So I think that that was a very reasonable treatment option to consider for him. He likely has a mixed histology tumor, given that he had such a rapid response to the platinum-based chemotherapy. And the fact that he had that response tells me that it probably wasn't just purely adeno. In terms of the treatment that he's on now, nivolumab is an option for second-line therapy for non-squamous non-small cell lung cancer, for squamous non-small cell lung cancer as well. And then even though the CheckMate 331 data was negative, showing that nivolumab wasn't better than topotecan or emarubicin in the second line for small cell, if you look at the subset analysis from that study, it actually showed that there was potentially some benefit in patients with chemotherapy refractory disease. And he has chemotherapy refractory disease because he progressed almost immediately after completing his platinum-based chemotherapy. And so we were actually talking with the patient today saying, well, we don't even know if nivolumab has not worked. He's feeling well. He was just tired from the radiation, but he actually said for the last few days he's been feeling better. And so he definitely needs that restaging CT scan before he goes on any study to make sure that he's not responding to nivolumab, because if he is, then why would you waste his time? And technically, he probably wouldn't qualify for a clinical trial because he doesn't have progressive disease.
That's really interesting.